Proclamation number 4036 of 5th of May, 1947. Spiritual turn. A spiritual turning point can only be spoken of when a time of low level is replaced by a time when people are spiritually on a high level and closely united with God, when they develop progressively, in contrast to the time before, when there was only stagnation or decline. However, such a spiritual turning point cannot occur until the low has been reached, for this must result in the final separation of spiritually elevated and completely immature souls, for no paradisiacal state on earth is possible until this separation has taken place. But this will always be the beginning of a phase of development, otherwise God Himself could not dwell among His own. Consequently, there can be no doubt that the last end will soon come if the human being keeps an eye out and pays attention to his fellow human beings. The great earthly adversity must also be proof that the whole of humanity remains in a spiritually low state. And only a dissolution of everything that harbors spiritual substances can put an end to this state. And therefore the human being need not doubt that he will soon witness a work of destruction such as has never been experienced before. For all signs point to it. The gaps in human knowledge will now be filled by God Himself, and according to a human judgment the last day is not far off. And yet the day and hour of the end remains hidden from man. But that a spiritual turning point is to be expected soon is evident from the fact that humanity has already reached the low point which necessitates a change into the opposite. If people were willing to change in order to remedy the spiritual low by virtue of their will, one could indeed speak of a spiritual ascent but never of a spiritual turning point. For the state which bears the character of a spiritual turning point must be completely opposite to the state before, and such a state can no longer be expected on this earth. The state of a peaceful in God life, which is a change in brightest light, i.e., clearest realization and deepest knowledge, a state in strength and bliss. And this must replace the opposite, darkness of spirit, ignorance and powerlessness and therefore also unhappiness. And these are the signs of a near end, that people live without God, without faith and without love. They also walk in dark night, in error, and the weakness of will is unable to bring about a change. And therefore God puts an end to this state. He dissolves the old earth and ends the life of all creatures on it. He creates a new earth, new creations and embodies all spiritual beings according to their degree of development, and this means that the spiritual beings embodied on the old earth as human beings are transferred back into the hardest form, into matter, because they failed in their last test of earthly life. Because they no longer recognize and acknowledge God and are therefore without light. On the new earth, however, a high degree of maturity will be found among people, for they will live in the most intimate union with God and bliss and peace. Amen.